Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Here in about 30 minutes, we should be hearing from the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, here on your home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610. But before we get there and before we get to hear him on a Monday, we do hear him after the game. And D'Amico said again that he believes that this team is close. Now, he did also add the additional portion, which he had not added prior, of but close isn't good enough when you don't win games. So, like, there's a little bit of awareness in the way that he tried to pose it. However, in order to laugh to keep from crying, what are the Texans close to? Wrong answers only. 713-572-4610.
So you're saying wrong answers only.
That's right.
I kind of had a right answer that's probably going to stir the pot a little bit, but okay.
You're just going to break the game right up. We're trying to have fun, John Lopez.
What is it?
I think this team is closer to the Jack Easterby Texans than D'Amico's vision.
All right.
Think about it. I'll just leave that out there in the.
That's definitely a wrong answer.
In the ethos.
Well, I mean, if you compare it, I heard Sean making this point, and he's not wrong. The Texans win divisions in pairs, right? You got 11-12 were the wins, and then you had a 2-4 season in 13. Mm-hmm. You had 15-16. You win the division. 17 is a 4-12 season. That's isn't that the Watson ACL tear season? 18-19, you win the division. 20 is a 4-12 season in which Bill O'Brien gets fired. So then you have 23-24, you win the division, and then this year, what is going to be the ultimate lasting legacy? We're very early in, 3 out of 17 games thus far. But if you don't get your ass in gear, right, we are going to have that kind of note, and you will fall into one of the worst things, being a statistic. Off of the strength of this run.
Yeah. Wrong answers only.
Wrong answers only,
this
sir.
This is clearly the greatest show on turf. Clearly,
close,
right?
Close to being the greatest show on turf.
This is the greatest show on turf, man.
Actually, yeah. To that end, Figgy, do you mind giving me C.J. Stroud cut 8 here? This is C.J. Stroud saying what some of the good things that they did on offense in this game.
I thought we ran the ball well. I thought we somewhat threw it well. It's always better than what you think, but when you lose, of course, it's not good enough. So, there's the sun will rise up tomorrow, and we'll be able to go back to work. So that's a positive, and you got to just keep going forward. Everybody's gonna talk crazy like they've been doing, and have these analyses, and rightfully so. That's NFL. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. So we got to be able to stay together. Stick together, stay as a family, stay as a brotherhood, and try to get these things fixed because it's a long season.
There's another one.
Sucks you start 0-3, but it can be flipped. So
you know what this reminded me of? Remember when Deshaun? I hate to compare him to Deshaun Watson.
Well, I mean, there's reasons that you could.
Remember when they was kind of going through that with Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun said, "Hey, my day going wet." What the quote he said, but he's pretty much saying, "Hey, ain't nobody taking my shine away." Mm-hmm. Or Oh, I'm in a great mood.
I'll give CJ more room there. He didn't get that disrespectful. I will say, though, the where he started, which is what I thought, and I'd forgotten about all the rest of it. Oh, boy, we have to circle back around to that, was that they ran the football well, which
they didn't.
They ran for 4.6 a carry. But I was telling you, gentlemen, I was looking a little bit deeper into some more of these stats. When it comes to success rate, which is more of situationally what you do, like are you running the ball situationally for a successful play, a play that helps you in this moment? Like on first down, if you pick up four, you make it second and medium, right? That is a successful play. On a third down, when you run the football, you better pick up a first down because that is a successful play on that play. You want to know what their success rate was in this in week three?
I do.
Somewhere around 21%, about one-fifth of the time, and that was – DFL in the National Football League for week three. So, no, you did not run the football well.
Okay, and as far as, like, what he's saying there, forget all the cliches there at the end. When you are in a position to say the sun will rise tomorrow.
That's always a good sign, ain't it?
I'm not going to say it's over because, you know, obviously there are more games to be played, and I guess anything's possible. But it's just about, like, a white flag. Like, well, you know what? The sun will come up tomorrow. Nobody wants to hear.
Right Nobody there. Taking my joy away.
I think they got that on the script.
Yes.
At the suicide hotline. Yeah, like hey, don't forget, man.
I feel like
tomorrow's another day.
I feel like I heard that saying after watching The Walking Dead season finale where they just murdered like 20 of the cast.
Yeah. Well,
the sun will rise tomorrow, man.
Come up tomorrow.
Sun will rise tomorrow.
All right, sorry, I didn't gotten away from the question of the day. What are the Texans close to from the 614 driving off the Galveston Pier? Well, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I didn't realize that those were going to tie in so much to the previous thing I just said. From the 832, close to going defeated close to going completely defeated, it seems like. I mean, they're three games closer than they were at the start of the season. That is fair. From the 614, close to losing our H-Town Blue Unis to the Titans.
Oh. Well,
I mean, you got a game coming up here next week where you better not embarrass us in front of everybody, like in front of the
Say it.
Better not embarrass us in front of the hoes, man.
And here's the other part. I mentioned this to you. You know, obviously it's obvious, but if somehow you lose that game to the Titans at home, then you have the Ravens, the Seahawks, and the Niners.
Is that good?
Boy,
no. That's
I don't even want to say 0-7.
But you did.
I just did.
I love the way you
did. I think at that point, teams going to be knocking on your door like, what you want for Danielle Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
We got the playoff push. What you want for this person?
Yeah.
All right. I thought I said wrong answers only. 832, Texans are close to wanting Nick Caley out and promoting Gerard Johnson to OC. We'll have conversations about that, I'm sure. Well, hopefully we won't because they'll get their acting, their asses in gear.
Yeah.
Texans are close to making me listen to the Bite Me podcast instead of texting.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Can I just say something real quick about the Bite Me podcast, which started with Captain Scott Null and myself sitting on the back of a truck saying, hey, we should do a podcast. And he said, what's a podcast? But that's neither here nor there. So we had our Bite Me podcast Feeding Frenzy on Saturday, which is our annual sort of a thank you to all the listeners that have made it into such a monster and a fundraiser. We added a foundation charity element to it with Texas Boys Outdoors, which helps veterans and first responders and Shriners kids, you know, who are having a hard time, and Heroes on the Water, which is very similar. Dude, in one day on Saturday at the Feeding Frenzy event, we raised $73,000.
Yo!
$73,000.
And who's that stand to benefit?
Well, first responders, veterans, and Shriners and Texas Children's Kids that are going through it. They take them out on outdoor adventures and fishing and kayaking and stuff like that. So if you are at all involved with that, this was just like, hey, we should do something 3 years ago. And I think we raised $30,000 the first year, just under $30,000 the first year, just over $50,000 the second year. And Saturday, $73,000 in one day.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
That's good, man.
Shout out to Houston doing good things
in the greater Texas area. Texas doing good things, man. Because right now, the Texas football is doing bad things. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, not the University of Texas. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where – there is one team that is 3-0 in the division. It's not going to make you happy. Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.